Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops. A few shops, I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippett Lane every other Thursday.
I love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield, it's lovely. Great place.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2,
check ignition,
1.
And may God's love
lift
be
off
with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. Now it's time to leave the
sitting in a tin can.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Thank you. prophets were written on the studio wall.
Hello and welcome to Sheffield Live, Communities Live 93.2 FM. I'm Oliver Dixon.
I'm Bradley Middleton.
And I'm Lewis Wright.
Oh, I'm back.
You're back.
I'm back.
It's nice to have you back.
After a long month away, but I've been up to plenty of stuff. Yeah. I have missed the studio.
We've missed everybody. We've missed having you.
And it's the first time being in the studio with you, Lewis.
Yeah, it is. It's nice to have you here.
It is. It's been a couple of weeks since I last seen you as well.
Yes, it has been, to be fair.
Feels like longer.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, you've been off having a great time, it sounds like, having lots of little adventures.
A lot of adventures. Berlin was the main bit.
Fantastic, crazy.
Yeah, it was better than I thought it'd be. There's a lot more stuff to do there than I thought it was. And transport's getting around not too bad, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it is a really cool city. It's sort of like, it reminds me of London in a lot of ways, but it's a bit less busy. The food is amazing. I mean, the food's great in London, but it's all sausages and beer in Berlin, which is something I really love.
I lost track of how much beer there was.
Like, yeah.
There's one thing that's quite unique to Berlin is there's little... They're like Berlin's off-licenses. They're called Spätis.
Oh, yeah.
And what you can do, basically, is... It's mainly sells alcohol, but you've got your basic foods, like your bread and your ready meals.
All right. What
you do is you can... When you buy a beer, for example, if you return the caps, you get like a euro back or something. So certain ones, though, but
they do love their recycling.
Love their recycling, and sometimes if you put them under a bin, the homeless can do it as well, which they can claim a bit of money for. So, as I found out when I was going to bin one, and then my mate was like, no, put it under the bin.
Yeah.
Like, just so someone else can collect it for their benefit.
Oh, okay.
It's a very friendly... Well, Germany's friendly anyways, I think.
Yeah,
people are very friendly, nice.
Yeah, they're a lot more calm than the British are, I'd say.
Yeah, I could go on all the show about how good it was, but unfortunately we've only got 45 minutes to do that. I also saw 10cc last week in concert.
Oh, nice. And
they were brilliant. There's two original members, but the singer that they got in, can't remember his name off the top of my head, but like a youngish guy, and he's great.
Oh, nice.
Very accurate to their old songs. And
yeah.
I'd happily see them again.
Yeah.
Because they do regularly tour, actually.
Oh, do they?
Once every year or 2 years.
Ah, cool.
Oh, wow.
Good for their age.
I'm surprised they're still going.
I was as well, but then I was like, I can see why. They've still got spring in their steps and everything.
Yeah.
And if you love doing it, then you want to do it as much as possible, don't you, really?
Exactly. Like, carry on till you can't no more, I always
exactly,
say.
Yeah.
But the other... Some music news in the last few weeks. Mm. It's the return of a certain heavy metal fest.
There is.
Named after the icon himself.
Ozzfest, yeah.
Ozzfest is coming back.
Coming back next year.
Next year, I... Would love to see who lines up on that.
Yeah.
It was Ozzfest, of course, went over 22 years, actually. It lasted from 1996 till 2018.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Founded by the man himself with Sharon as well.
Yeah.
I think Sharon's brought it back.
Yeah, I think it's Sharon. I don't know if Jack's involved.
Jack's probably involved. I think Kelly might be involved as well.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jack, last week he had the birth of his new daughter.
He did,
So congratulations to Jack and Ari on that. And they've named the daughter after Ozzy.
That is mint. I love that.
So there's another Ozzy Osbourne for the future.
Fantastic.
I found that amazing when I found that out earlier.
I love that. It's amazing.
It's a nice little touch. Yeah. I knew she'd have some connection to Ozzy, like with names, but I didn't realise they'd actually be called Ozzy.
Yeah.
Ozfest, is there anyone in mind who you'd both have as like a headliner? Any metal band out there?
I feel like Metallica should be there.
It'd be rude not to.
Yeah.
Mm. It would be rude not to.
Yeah. Because, you know, James Hetfield especially is like a big Ozzy and Tony Iommi fan and Black Sabbath fan.
Remember when Ozzy passed away, Metallica put on the social saying, literally, without him and Black Sabbath, we wouldn't be here.
Definitely, yeah.
Is there anybody else? I wouldn't mind seeing Iron Maiden there, but I'm not sure they'll do it. They are still touring, mind, and they've got more tours planned in the next few years.
Yeah.
They celebrated their 50th anniversary last year, I think.
Is that how long they've been going for?
Yeah, but didn't get... They really hit in the 80s.
Yeah. If it's the first one back after a break, that might encourage them a bit more to come and make the most of it, hopefully.
I'd love that, but it would be... I'm not sure when the lineup will get announced, because we have got over a year until it comes back. There's not a specific date, well, dates, because it's a two-night festival.
Yeah.
But it is at Villa Park, where heavy metal was founded, really, in Birmingham, and that's where Black Sabbath had their final concert.
Yeah, it was.
So, a very suitable place to have it, and... I'm not sure if that'll be the venue for the future. Because I'm not sure if it'll be a regular thing now. Unless it's just like bring it back one last time and then...
Yeah.
Or maybe just a less frequent one, like every few years.
Yeah. But they used to go all over the place, I think.
It was like a touring one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a different location every year.
Yeah.
But to go for 22 years means it was a great festival.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. But speaking of Ozzy as well, we are going to get into some more music. And... Just because of the good news that we've had.
Yeah.
Ozfest and the new Ozzy.
Yeah.
Well, mini Ozzy, we'll call her for now. Yeah. We are going to get into one of his songs from the amazing album The Blizzard of Oz.
Okay.
Great album.
Yeah.
Need I say more? And this is Mr. Crowley.
Thank you.
Ozzy Osbourne with Mr. Crowley here on Communities Live, featuring the late, great Randy Rhoads as well, I should give a mention to. Some fantastic guitar and what...
It was amazing.
Sadly gone too soon, unfortunately. But there's been some more news with gaming side recently, which we'll get on to now. There has been a new console announced, haven't there?
Yeah, Xbox have put out... Well, I say a rumour, it's not a rumour. They've announced... Is it Project Helix? They've announced...
Project Helix,
for the next Xbox.
Now, I'm not sure what that's going to be like.
I've heard it might be a PC-console hybrid, is what I've heard.
Yeah, that seems to be what everyone's moving towards now.
There's a lot of PC players out there.
I mean, Xbox have always been PC-inspired anyway.
Yeah.
So it was going to happen eventually anyway, for Xbox especially.
I just wish they'd get their kind of naming criteria down, because it is all over the place with Xbox. Xbox original, 360, One, Series X, and now Helix. They just get someone off the street each time and ask them.
No, I'd be interested to see how it works.
Yeah.
And the price as well. We always think of the price when it comes to consoles.
Yeah, I thought it's going to be quite expensive from the rumours that I've heard.
And Xboxes are expensive enough as they are, anyways.
Yeah.
So, we've no idea how much this is going to cost. I can imagine it being has a powerful engine for graphics and everything. I imagine it'll be like very realistic for graphics for all games. There has been some games announced and come out. We had the recent Resident Evil, the ninth game in the franchise, called Requiem.
Yeah, I've heard it's good.
Apparently it's very scary, because people's been complaining about it being too scary.
Well, it's a horror game.
It's a horror game.
Yeah, that's good advertising, if anything.
You pay for what you get.
Exactly.
I know that, without giving spoilers away, I'm not going to say what the exact thing is, but what I've seen on YouTube, etc., online, there is a certain monster that's terrifying a lot of people. If you need to see it for yourself, at your own risk, please do.
Yeah.
But we also had another great franchise announced in a game. Yeah. Assassin's Creed. A remake. Well, a remaster, I should say. Possibly one of the best games I've played with Assassin's Creed, and it's Black Flag.
That's my favourite of the lot. Yeah.
Thoroughly enjoy Black Flag.
Yeah, the franchise kind of peaks there almost. Yeah, you can see why they picked
it. It got there, then it didn't do as well after that. They've never got back to that standard.
Yeah.
But there has been a little twist.
Okay.
Where there's certain missions, I think, that's not been included in the remaster or something like that.
Okay.
The modern day missions.
Yeah. Ah, right, okay.
I like some of the modern day missions on there.
They were a bit slow.
They were slow. I liked them, but they took a while, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's why they've got rid of them this time.
It was sort of like an office life simulator, in the middle of your pirate adventure. Yeah. So, a bit of a contrast.
Office life. Yeah. That's going to be engraved in my brain now whenever I see Black Flag's Office Life.
Yeah, basically it was. It's been kind of unofficially coming for a while, though, I think. I'm big on that series, so I follow a lot of people on YouTube, and it's been kind of the worst kept secret in gaming for a while, which I think they deliberately do, because every Ubisoft game, every Assassin's Creed game, we all know about for about a year before it actually comes out. Yeah. So either they're really, really bad at security, which could be a possibility, or they like to secretly just push it out there, see what people think.
Yeah,
they can't keep secrets very well.
No, they certainly can't.
I know there's a lot of companies who do the same, but Assassin's Creed especially just can't keep secrets. It's been going for a while, though, Assassin's Creed.
It has. It's 2006, 2007? Yeah,
about 20 years.
Yeah.
Because I remember when the first few games came out.
Yeah.
Still going.
Yeah.
But as I say, they didn't get to the standard or the peak that Black Flag got to, because that was a great game, Black Flag.
Yeah.
I had it on Xbox. I don't have it anymore, unfortunately. Don't think it's on Game Pass. Otherwise, I wouldn't know. It might be.
Unless it's on Ubisoft Plus, which you can get with. Yeah.
I'm going to have a look when I get back.
I remember, do you remember when Games with Gold was still a thing with Xbox?
Oh, yeah.
The 360 version of Black Flag were free, so I got that back on the 360 years ago.
Fantastic.
360, that takes me back.
I know, I've still got mine.
Well, you can play older games on Game Pass, because I downloaded some of the old Fallout games.
Oh, yeah.
and I started playing New Vegas.
Yeah,
brilliant.
To start with, and then the old Xbox 360 loading screen came up on my. Takes me back.
Hasn't New Vegas got the Series X update yet, or is that just 4 that's got it?
I think it's just 4 so far. Unless they're going to do the rest. I've been playing Fallout 76.
That's been
my go-to.
Yeah,
recently because they've just got the new update as well, which features Bigfoot.
Oh, really?
The Bigfoot.
Very nice.
You get a lot of XP for doing the cool events. Right. You get a lot of XP for and some good armor and everything.
Yeah.
And a lot of caps.
Yeah.
If you don't know what caps are, they're like the currency in...
in-game currency,
Similar to what I was on about with Spaties in Berlin. If you return a cap...
Oh, yeah, true.
Because I said to one of my friends saying, this isn't Fallout, we're not paying with caps.
Yeah. In the Wasteland, they just love recycling. That's it.
Yeah, when I came on yesterday, I think I got onto the same server hours apart because the blast zone was still there when I got back.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay, fair.
And I was right near it because I had to do a quest there. Luckily, it had gone by.
Yeah.
But then I realised not to enter it because I wanted to see what it's like. But then, don't enter the blast zones.
Yeah.
Anyone who plays Fallout, you will regret it.
Yeah.
I managed to get it in one piece at least. But just going locally, we had some news with sport and another celebrity having some involvement with the football club.
Mm.
A certain local legend.
Is
John McClure from Reverend of the Makers, who is now the new chairman of the world's oldest football club, Sheffield FC.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
As of Monday, because he was all over the news.
Yeah.
ITV, he had a live interview. I've seen him on YouTube as well.
Mm.
I think it's great that he's bought it. Well, I'm not sure if he's bought it, but just become chairman.
Yeah.
Mm. Nice to have a local celebrity, really.
Mm. It's better than some huge American coming in and just buying it up, I think, isn't it?
He has established he doesn't want to be another Ryan Reynolds, though.
Yeah.
Okay. He's already said, it's not going to be a Wrexham type thing. We do have a lot of celebrities owning football clubs who you might not know, like expect them to.
Oh, okay.
Snoop Dogg now owns a part of Swansea City.
Really?
Because
really?
He was at the game the other week, I think, because everyone was just chanting at him.
Yeah, nice.
Ed Sheeran owns Ipswich, which makes sense because it's his boyhood club.
Yeah.
But the most famous example is Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney owning Wrexham.
Yeah.
Which I remember thinking they're just doing it to take the mick a little bit.
Yeah,
so I was like, why Wrexham? Like, nothing bad to anyone in Wrexham, but just out of every team you could have bought.
Yeah, maybe they just threw a map of the UK.
Like, and then just landed in North Wales.
Yeah.
But I thought, there's a lot of eyebrows raised, and look what they've done. Joke's on me.
Yeah.
Pushing Premier League now, by the way.
Are they?
Oh, very nice.
So we could see... It could be it's like playing FIFA in real life. Well, EAFC. Especially if you put it on a low difficulty on career mode.
Yeah.
Constant promotion right to the top.
Yeah. That's the Deadpool effect.
All these years, Deadpool effect. He was at the game the other week, I believe.
No, oh, okay.
In the FA Cup against Chelsea. Sadly, they lost, but they did have their saviour watching.
Yeah, fair enough.
No, I wish all well with John and Sheffield FC. We're going to get into probably Reverend of the Makers' most famous song.
Yeah.
I understand you've been learning it on bass.
I have,
last couple of days.
It's
a very fun bass line to play.
It is.
And we're going to play for you now, and it is Heavyweight Champion of the World.
Could've been me in the papers, with money and the girls. I could've chops and a man at top. Been all that great you see, and so he gave up on his black belt and first dan. As near as he got to China was a week in Kambasan. I could be the contender.
Time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
Sipping at my ice cold beer,
thought I'd play two songs there, just as a little break. We started off with Reverend and the Makers with Heavyweight Champion of the World. You are right, it is a fun bass line to play.
It is.
And then we thought we'd play the Kinks Sunny Afternoon, because Lewis, you said you're on a bit of a Kinks binge at the minute.
Oh, I just love them. I really love them at the minute. I watched a Wes Anderson film the other day called The Darjeeling Limited, about three brothers travelling on a train across India. And I think it's got three songs by the Kinks in. So I started trying to play Strangers on guitar for a while, just about learnt it, not that great, but then I've just been binging them recently. I'm really, really loving them.
Don't blame me, to be honest with you, because they're great. We just see, they had loads of past members.
They've had loads,
Unfortunately, they're not active at the minute, according to what Google says.
Yeah, like late 90s, I think they stopped.
Late 90s, so they went for about 35 years.
Something like that,
So very good innings, though.
Very good innings, but... Anyone who was raised in the 60s and 70s will know how huge they were, especially in the UK. Did you describe them? They're a bit like the Beatles, but a bit more
punk, a bit more cool, I'd say.
A bit more upbeat.
I mean, Beatles were upbeat enough, but not as upbeat as what the Kinks were. They brought it to a bit of a new level.
Yeah, the Kinks are
I love both bands, but...
Yeah.
But we still got a bit of the show left to do. Anyone got any concerts coming up? Because I have a few. Well, intending on wanting to see anybody.
No, not at the minute for me.
You got any gigs planned or anything for performing or not just yet?
Not really. I am volunteering at the Sheffield Music Club and they're on about getting some gigs soon. So whether I'll be helping them out with it or not, I'm not sure yet.
So is that just once a week or...?
At the minute, it's once a week for me, yeah.
What sort of stuff goes on in the... Just for anyone who's interested?
Well, it's kind of like an after-hours music school for kids, really. So, I don't know if it's part of Red Tape or if it used to be called Red Tape. I'm not too sure.
Red Tape's still going? Because I know it's... It's just down from the studio.
Yeah, it's like the next building along from here, sort of thing.
You go down the steps.
Yeah.
On your way to the train station, you just turn in.
Yeah.
Near the BBC building.
Yeah.
Because I always pass it when I'm around there.
Across from what used to be Leadmill.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes. R.I.P.
I know, yeah.
The Electric is opening soon, though.
Yeah.
I think it's... They did say it was going to be last month, but I think they pushed it back a bit further.
Right, okay.
I still am interested to see what it'll be like.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll be Leadmill.
Yeah.
Like, the Leadmill is one of a kind.
Well, it's certainly got big shoes to fill, doesn't it?
It has.
Absolutely. I'm just a bit annoyed they got rid of the Leadmill sign with the paint. They could have just kept it as like a memoir.
I wonder what happened to it. Maybe some just rich fan bought it up or something. Who knows?
Who knows? I'm not sure if the pulp plaque's still there, though.
Unless
they've taken it off. Because I know Jarvis Cocker was very keen to take the plaque for himself.
Yeah.
I think at Tramlines or... around there last year, he said, if anyone's got like a chisel or something, can you take it out, please?
Yeah.
Send it to me. Unless it is still... I don't walk down that way very much.
Neither do I.
So I'd have to have a look next time I'm around there. It kind of would be nice if they kept it, though.
Yeah, it would.
As say they've been here, but I can understand why he wants it.
Yeah.
Lewis, do you have any concerts coming up or... I wanted to see anybody?
I don't particularly at the minute. I'm a bit iffy with certain concerts because I don't like big crowds and I find myself getting shoved about a lot. Like, I love concerts in theory. It's just everyone else. If I could go to a concert, it's just me in the audience. I would love it.
It's just one audience.
Exactly. I'm sure the artist would hate it, but I'd be having a great time.
Yeah.
You just do whatever. You've got all the space to... Move around,
I'll let
jump
you guys
around.
Come as well. As long, you know, as
I'm
long
sure
you...
a couple, they can allow a couple more people.
Exactly,
I suppose.
Exactly.
I've got a few coming up. As I said, I had 10cc last week.
Of course.
I've got the Charlatans in May.
Nice.
At Newcastle City Hall.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing them very much. Fantastic. They were part of like the Manchester movement in the 90s, where they just took over Sheffield's music scene. So you had you know, your Stone Roses, your Oasis. And Charlatans, just to name a few.
Yeah.
Because Manchester ruled the 90s with British music, no doubt.
Yeah, it definitely did.
They still have that impact to this day.
Yeah.
Because everybody likes Oasis.
Yeah, people come from all over the world.
I remember trying to get tickets for that and just it wasn't happening.
Mm.
It was never going to happen. But I am seeing Deep Purple in November.
Nice.
Looking forward to seeing them as well. I'm not sure it would be the original lineup.
Yeah.
Ian Gillan will certainly be there, the lead singer. So see if they could steal the Sea Got It, because they still have got it. Because I know they're getting on a bit now, but I think they'll just do it till they can't anymore either.
Yeah.
It's quite a big UK tour, actually.
Yeah.
But that's not till November, but I'm sure that'll jump around quickly.
Yeah.
Near future. Like, honestly, I'll go to sleep tonight and it'll be November.
Yeah.
That's what it'll feel like. This year's going quick anyways. It's already middle of March.
I know, I can't believe
it. I know, like quarter of the way through the year.
Ooh, don't say that. And then I've got Rush in just over a year.
Fantastic, you've got a very busy year.
A lot of money.
Yeah, true.
But worth it.
Exactly.
Money
comes and goes, eh?
Yeah. Considering, I think with Rush, it might be the last one.
Okay.
I am a bit gutted I won't see Neil Peart play. Great Neil Peart.
I imagine a lot of people are the same.
Yeah, but they do have a drummer who they say will fill his shoes nicely, and that's Annika Niles.
Yeah.
Because they were on Planet Rock the other week just discussing.
Oh, were they?
They've been on the BBC as well.
Yeah.
I knew they'd do a European tour, but they'd start off with North America first.
Yeah.
Canada, as they do, because that's where they originate.
Yeah.
But I was just waiting for a UK tour to come up and went, right, I'm on it.
Yeah.
It wasn't the cheapest, but worth it.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to seeing them next at the Manchester Co-op Arena.
Oh, nice.
That's about it for concerts so far. No doubt I'll have more coming up, because I've been going to more concerts than ever in the last 2 years. I never used to go to any, really.
Oh, fantastic.
I just thought, well, now's the time.
Yeah.
I can't just not go to any concerts. And if there's a musician or band that I like, I'll go. Yeah. But Rush did Sheffield 12, 13 years ago now, when they had the full three lineup.
Yeah.
Wish I got to see them at the arena. Fortunately not.
Mm.
But we are coming, not end of the show just yet. We've got about 10 minutes left, but we are going to get into a bit of a music break. And it's only right I play some 10cc since I've seen them.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And this is one of the more upbeat songs. And it is Dreadlock Holiday, or if you know the chorus, it's I Don't Like Cricket.
Street, concentrating on trucking right. I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright. I saw four faces, one man, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other.
I love it. pool, sinking pina colada. I heard a dark voice beside me say, would you like something harder? She said, I got it, you want it, my harvest is the best, and if you try it, you'll like it. I'm wallowing a dreadlock holiday.
NCC with Dreadlock Holiday there. That was fun to watch them perform that last week. Everybody like getting up and singing.
I'd imagine they go live.
It's a very upbeat song.
Yeah.
Makes me want to go to the Caribbean.
Yeah. That kind of vibe, isn't it?
Makes me think of the Mighty Boosh each time, just Bob Fossil in his blue jumpsuit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of songs that I can't listen to the same without thinking of a film or a TV show.
Oh, yeah. That's how you know it's a good choice, though, for them.
Yeah, just... Anything related to, that's any, especially British, like sitcoms.
Yeah.
American ones not as much, but British ones are just like, say, oh, I can't think of that without thinking of this song. There's a lot of good shows out there.
I sometimes prefer like when they use non-original songs for soundtracks and stuff. I just, you know, it adds a bit more depth to it. You know, a bit more personality.
Sometimes it, when you hear a song, it gets upsetting when you think of something from a film, because it might be a sad scene.
True.
Oh, I had that with a Kate Bush song. Have you seen, is it A Man Called Otto, Tom Hanks' film? There's a Kate Bush song on there, and whenever I hear it now, I always think of that film, that sad scene from that sad film with Tom Hanks in it. It's an amazing song and an amazing film, but it always makes me think of that sad scene.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it for anyone who's not seen it yet. So.
Double the impact.
Well, before we end the show, because we've once again come to the end.
Yeah.
Another quick show. It always goes quick, by the way, Lewis.
Okay.
You'll get to know that.
Yeah.
We're saying during the music break that there's a few biopics coming out.
There is.
Bands. So there's a Michael Jackson one.
Yeah.
Played by his nephew, actually.
Yeah.
I know it's his family, but he looks scarily accurate to what Michael used to look like. Especially in the Thriller era.
Yeah.
We have a Beatles one coming out as well.
Yeah.
And it's got quite a talented cast.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing what they do with that.
Yeah, well, I think it's like four films kind of releasing back to back. So I don't know if it'll be like a Netflix thing or something like that, so you can stream them all at once, but it's a lot of Beatles to catch up on, isn't it?
It is a lot of Beatles. We also have the Aussie one coming out at some point, but we don't know who the actor is yet.
It's supposed to be good, from what I've heard.
If Jack's chosen it, it has to be.
It has to be good.
To be family approved by the Osbournes, you must be good.
Yeah.
Just like when they choose people to perform his songs now, I mean, Robbie Williams did at the Brit Awards just a couple of weeks ago. They've surely got to choose the right person for the right job.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they chose, you know, when we played the song from the Grammys...
Yeah.
When Post Malone... they must have chosen Post Malone as well. And they chose Guns N' Roses as musicians and Chad Smith on drums.
Yeah.
So they must have chosen the right people. Cause...
Yeah.
Any actor predictions?
Let's try to think. Like, who would it be?
I'm not sure.
There's just so much talent coming out at the minute. I can't remember the actor's name, but the lad from I Swear, the new film about John Davidson, the guy with Tourette's. I mean,
that's a great little thing.
He could be a great
well.
Choice, to be fair. But
I honestly don't know who they'd. Who they choose.
As long as it's not an American, I think that's the main thing.
I think it'll be... they have to do his accent properly, though. Yeah. They have to get his voice right. And his singing voice, actually.
True, but I don't mind if they use, like, just, you know, the old archival tapes and stuff for that instead.
Because they did that with the Elvis movie. Yeah. And they used a lot of the original music.
Oh, okay.
That was a great film as well, about Elvis. But yeah, we are at the end of the show. Unfortunately, it's been great being back.
I've missed you too.
We should be back next Thursday with many more pieces of good music and all sorts. Good conversation. There is St. Patrick's Day next week as well, so we may or may not have a couple of songs from the greatest Irish musicians, because there's a lot of great Irish musicians.
Yeah. Maybe nursing a hangover as well.
Well, it's on the Tuesday, so there's a day to recover. Unfortunately, we're not allowed to bring Guinness into the studio. Or whiskey. As much as I'd like to, we can't do that. Mm. I wish we could have a little... Yeah. St. Patrick's party, but...
There's nothing stopping us from having some before we come in.
Yeah.
I mean, pub's open down the road.
Yeah.
before the show starts. But, no, thank you for joining me, Brad and Lewis.
Yeah, it's been good having.
It'll be good to have you in the future as well.
Yeah, Lewis. Thank you. I'm enjoying it. It's a lot of fun.
You will enjoy it a lot more, and hopefully we can get you to do much more stuff around.
Yeah,
But if you want to get involved with the show, you can contact our producer, Chris, who sadly couldn't be here today. But you can get in contact with him at chrisandnelly89@gmail.com, or you can look for information on our website. Or if you know any of us in the studio... You can just ask for numbers and everything and how you can get involved, because we will happily point you in the right direction. But thank you again for listening, and we're going to finish with a bit of Oasis now, and this is Don't Look Back in Anger. You said the brain.